letters of the Rebbe in volume 12. This is letter number 4230. This is Baruch Hashem, dated the 17th of Nisan, Tavshin Tezayin. Harav HaChassid, the Rebbe is addressing it to Reinu Yisrael Yitzchak Halperin. And he was in Jerusalem, Yerushalayim. So, Shalom Uvracha. So the Rebbe is responding to the letter. He told the Rebbe the good news that he is moving to Kfar Chabad. Moving to Kfar Chabad, as we saw, the Rebbe encouraged in letters before for the Chabad people to be together in Kfar Chabad. So the Rebbe says, may it be the will of Hashem that when you change your place, Mishana Mokom, Mishana Mazel, L'toyva L'vracha, when you change your place, you change your good fortune also for the good and for blessing. Sometimes, and the Rebbe sometimes would say, it doesn't mean that you had a bad mazel before, you had bad luck before, but there's always good for improvement, so change for L'toyva L'vracha. The Rebbe says, you should increase in matters of ner mitzvah v'torah oir, which is the lamp mitzvahs and the light of Torah and the luminary of Torah, which is the teaching of Chassidus and influencing others in all the above. And so to go and to be influential, increase yourself and also be influential on others to increase mitzvahs, Torah, and the luminary of Torah, the teaching of Chassidus. The Rebbe said this is a tremendous privilege to be in Kfar Chabad, because the one who established Kfar Chabad and the one who continues to run it, Menal, is my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with all the titles over here, the Prince of Israel, Nisi Yisrael. And he continuously awakens great compassion from Hashem for all those that live there and that settle there, to bring down to them and to protect them. And also, as we know that, you know, they had this incident we read earlier, in which unfortunately there was a terrorist attack over there, and some of the people were very very worried, and the Rebbe encouraged them to stay and to increase in the Kfar Chabad. So the Rebbe says, my father-in-law, the Rebbe, continues to pray and bring and arouse great compassion all those that live and settle there, to bring down to them and to protect them. And the Rebbe says, for sure, the recipients, from their part, increase in peace and in camaraderie, kiruv halavavis, to be together. As we've learned also, within the Kfar Chabad, there were some, you know, some discord over there, which the Rebbe wasn't very happy. So the Rebbe says, while my father-in-law is awakening and arousing and praying for great compassion for all those that live there, but the recipients, from their part, they need to make the proper vessel, they need to increase in the peace and in the camaraderie, kiruv halavavos, closeness of hearts, like the verse says, like we say in the davening, Burcheinu Avinu Kulonu Keechod, bless us, our Father, we're all as one. So we say, in order to get the blessing, it's because we're all as one, we are united, we are together. This is really the word of the Mishnah, as brought down. This is actually in the end of the tractate Oiktsin, the end of the entire six orders of the Mishnah. Loi motza kodesh baruch hu klimachzik brocha li Yisrael ella hasholem. God did not find a vessel that can hold, contain the blessing for the Jews, but peace. Peace is that container, that's the vessel that holds all the blessings that Hashem gives you, explained at length in the Maimorim v'Chotzu. The Rebbe blesses him and sends regards to all those that are settled, all those that are settling in the Kfar Chabad. And the Rebbe says, understood, self-understood, that the above is meant for everyone, not talking just to you, but to all those to increase the peace, to be the vessel for getting the brachas of the Rebbe and the great privilege and the blessings that they get. Now this, the Rebbe wrote on the 17th of Nisan. And as we've had before, and the Rebbe was careful not to write during the intermediate days of Yom Tov. So, therefore, they liked in the bottom that because of the sanctity of the holiday, the Rebbe did not sign it, and the secretary signed it in his name. And we've already talked about the fact that not everybody is so careful about not signing a letter, but the Rebbe had this extra stringency, of course, and the secretary did not have that, so the secretary signed in the place of the Rebbe. The Rebbe tells him, you know, also that ordinarily I would sign for this, but the secretary is signing. Although many letters just came signed by the secretary, even though it wasn't Chalamayit, but this one, the Rebbe specifically makes a point of saying that the Rebbe did not sign it because of the sanctity of the Yom Tov.